Friday, January 30th. Memorial of Saint Martina, Virgin and Martyr. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 51, verses 1 through 8 and 12. I will give glory to thee, O Lord, O King, and I will praise thee, O God, my Savior. I will give glory to thy name, for thou hast been a helper and protector to me, and hast preserved my body from destruction, from the snare of an unjust tongue, and from the lips of them that forge lies. And in the sight of them that stood by, thou hast been my helper. And thou hast delivered me, according to the multitude of the mercy of thy name, from them that did roar, prepared to devour. Out of the hands of them that sought my life, and from the gates of afflictions which compassed me about. From the oppression of the flame which surrounded me, and in the midst of the fire I was not burnt. From the depth of the body of hell, and from an unclean tongue, and from lying words, from an unjust king, and from a slanderous tongue. My soul shall praise the Lord even unto death, because thou, O Lord our God, deliverest them that wait for thee, and savest them out of the hands of the nations. Haydock Commentary. This prayer may be in imitation of the Book of Wisdom. When we are not able to make a sufficient return, we must show greater marks of gratitude, and particularly to God, for the favors which we have not deserved. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven shall be like to 10 virgins, who, taking their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom and the bride. And 5 of them were foolish, and 5 wise. But the 5 foolish, having taken their lamps, did not take oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. And the bridegroom tarrying, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye forth to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. The wise answered, saying, Lest perhaps there be not enough for us and for you, go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. Now whilst they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. But at last came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answering said, Amen, I say to you, I know you not. Watch ye therefore, because you know not the day nor the hour. Haydock Commentary. By the virgins are signified all mankind, by the bridegroom, Christ, by the bride, the church, by oil, grace and charity. The kingdom of heaven is not unfrequently compared to the church militant, which, as it is composed of both just and wicked, reprobate and elect, is deservedly compared to 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins. Under this parable we have the state of all Christians in their mortal pilgrimage justly delineated. The wise took oil in their lamps, the necessary qualifications of grace and charity joined with divine faith, and an additional supply of oil in their vessels, that is, they laid up in store for themselves a solid foundation of good works. St. Gregory teaches that by the lamps faith is meant, and by the light good works. Hence he concludes that the bad, although they have lamps, that is, faith, no less than the good, they shall be excluded, because their lamps are out, that is, their faith is dead, without charity and good works to enlighten them. The reason why Jesus Christ says they slumbered is because they were to rise again. And by the expression, whilst the bridegroom tarried, Christ wishes to show us that a very short time will elapse between his first and second coming. So says St. Jerome. At midnight there was a cry. So shall we all have to rise again at the sound of the last trumpet to meet our judge, either like the wise virgins, who having their oil ready and their lamps trimmed and burning, soon prepare themselves to give in their accounts to the Lord, or like the foolish, who having made no provisions of the oil of good works, are compelled to seek it at the time they are to be judged. So says St. Augustine. It is said he will come at midnight, that is, when least expected. And the door was shut. After the final day of judgment, there will be no room for prayers and good works. So says St. Jerome. For after having received those within its walls, who have put on in some degree the nature of the angels, the gate to the city of bliss is closed forever. So says St. Augustine.